Those unfortunate enough to require kidney dialysis today face a treatment regime unchanged from 30 or 40 years ago. Health and Human Services has established a public-private partnership with the American Society of Nephrology to get kidney disease treatment in general off the dime. The program is called Kidney X. Joining me with details, Sandeep Patel, Open Innovation Manager and Kidney X Project Director. Mr. Patel, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Tell us how this program is going to work. The goal is, I guess, based on a understanding that kidney disease treatment hasn't really gotten much better in a long time.
Yeah, so for the last 50 or 60 years, there has just been very little innovation in the development of treatments for kidney disease. Dialysis was invented about 60 years ago. We had transplants invented after that, but there hasn't been much innovation since then. And so there's just a real need for new treatments for patients who are suffering from kidney diseases.
And before we get into that, what about the elimination of kidney disease itself? Because that doesn't seem to have gotten a whole lot of advancement either lately.
Right. And there hasn't even been a call to cure or eliminate kidney diseases like we're seeing with cancer or other diseases. So even the idea of trying to cure kidney disease isn't quite there in the public.
And how did this idea come to Health and Human Services in the first place? I mean, how did this get thought of?
There was a recognition that that we spend quite a bit of money on treating those on dialysis. Medicare spends $35 billion a year just on dialysis, which, if you think about it, is the budget of the National Institutes of Health. So it is our research budget. It's bigger than the budget of NASA. It's bigger than the budget of the Department of Commerce. It's a lot of money on a really poor treatment. And so there was a recognition that we needed to innovate, right? We needed better treatments that could lower costs and improve outcomes, and we just haven't done it in a long time.
So tell us how the partnership is set up with the American Nephrology Society and what each side brings to this effort.
Kidney X, at its core, is a public-private partnership, and the HHS and the American Society of Nephrology, ASN, are what I would say the first foundational partners in this partnership. And we've signed an agreement in which we've agreed to co-create Kidney X. And the reason why we partnered with them is that there's a recognition that we bring certain things to the table and they bring other things. And we can only solve this problem through partnership with private sector entities and foundations and others.
If dialysis, getting back to that particular topic, hasn't changed in all these years, can it be changed? I mean, if there was a great innovation to somehow improve it, maybe it would only take 10 minutes instead of hours or something. Wouldn't that have been brought to the market already?
It's a good question. So what we've seen with dialysis in particular is that it's largely an engineering problem. And what's been missing over the last several decades is the right people from different fields haven't quite understood that this is a problem to be solved. It's not well known. And what we're trying to do with Kidney X is shine a spotlight on this so that we can invite smart people from, you know, engineering fields, from material science, chemistry, physics, other walks of life, and have them kind of contribute to the problem, to the solution.
And is there anything promising that could be developed that is maybe known in a lab sense but hasn't been engineered correctly, like electric cars?
Yeah, so there are a couple things that are in the pipeline. In particular, there are folks who have conceived and started to work on a wearable dialysis machine that you can just, you know, wear on your shirt and walk around and live a relatively normal life on. Thinking about implantable dialyzers where you can surgically implant a device that could replace the kidney function, or even thinking about bioartificial kidney. So essentially creating a bioartificial organ that could be that could replace kidneys. So these are things people have thought of, but there hasn't been enough effort to advance these technologies.
We're speaking with Sandeep Patel, Open Innovation Manager and Kidney X Project Director at the Department of Health and Human Services. So tell us how the partnership will work and how it will bring these ideas maybe to closer to being engineering realities.
Sure. So we're solving a couple problems together. So ASN has committed $25 million towards KidneyX over the next 5 years. They represent a community of nephrologists and clinicians who desperately need better options to provide their patients. And they also have access to a broad and deep community of experts and patients who know what the problems are to address. And from our side, from HHS, we have a huge stake in this problem. You know, I had mentioned the high cost in Medicare every year. We also have the National Institutes of Health, so we fund a lot of the research that goes into areas of medicine. And we have the FDA, who's in charge of helping to bring products to market and to patients. And so there's a real opportunity on our end to help coordinate across these agencies to get everyone aligned towards a common goal of advancing these products and ultimately giving them to patients. That's really the goal.
And do you envision, say, grants or contracts to develop these, or perhaps challenge prizes?
Yeah, so KidneyX will take shape as a series of prize competitions. And so each one is going to be focused on specific innovation opportunities, the first one being around replacing dialysis as a treatment option. And we've chosen to use prizes because they're powerful innovation tools. They're fast, they're exciting. They allow us to engage innovators from all across the country in a way that typical grant funding and contracts are not good at. They allow us to reach folks outside of the usual community of, you know, the usual suspects. And more importantly, the legal authority underpinning that, which is the America Competes Act of 2010, specifically allows us to partner with private sector entities and co-sponsor prizes. And so we can work with others and put our money in, put their money in to co-sponsor prizes.
Now, dialysis is at the end of the chain of events, starting with whatever leads to kidney failure. Will you be looking upstream at environmental factors or ways people live that could be altered to prevent some kidney disease, or maybe it's genetics? And what are you doing upstream?
Absolutely. So dialysis is the initial focus because we understand the problems there and we understand where the opportunities lie. But we fully intend to address more upstream issues around diagnosis and prevention. And kidney disease is very related to heart disease, to diabetes, to hypertension, and others. And so there's a recognition that it's a very complex set of diseases. And so, again, there's a huge opportunity there. And we fully intend to launch prizes in the future that address some of these more upstream issues.
And just give us a review of what has been launched so far, if anything.
Sure. So we made an announcement. Our former chief technology officer, Bruce Greenstein, announced our commitment to create KidneyX at Kidney Week in New Orleans last November. Since then, we've formalized a partnership with the American Society of Nephrology. We launched our website, kidneyx.org. We've held a number of meetings, including convening patients and HHS leaders at our headquarters here, which included Secretary Azar and Deputy Secretary Hargan. And we launched a town hall tour where we're going to different cities across the U.S. and hearing from patients, providers, innovators, researchers, to better understand where the issues lie from their perspective and how we can craft KidneyX to meet their needs.
And are the manufacturers of dialysis equipment, are they part of this too? Because they're the ones that make those great big machines with tubes and things turning and so forth and all the blinking lights.
Yeah, so we've had conversations with them as well and getting a sense from them of where how they see the kidney disease landscape and where they see opportunities. And so, yeah, we fully intend to partner with as many groups as we can because we can only do this together. I would like to point out, though, that what we've noticed is that innovation really happens at the high growth, early stage startup level. And so that's our target for this. And we think that's where innovation is really going to happen. And the focus of KidneyX is going to be supporting and nurturing that world to focus on new disruptive solutions.
Sandeep Patel is an open innovation manager and director of the KidneyX project at the Health and Human Services Department. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll have links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.